With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Testimony continuing today in Hunter Biden's gun trial with the cross-examination of an FBI agent. The agent being questioned about messages he sent around the time of the gun purchase at issue. Correspondent Michael Kunzelman.
It's an FBI agent who investigated the case against Hunter Biden. And so the jury heard a lot of text messages, saw a lot of text messages that he sent to people about purchase of drug deals, taking of drugs, that sort of thing. His lawyer suggested that he bought the gun at a time when he was maybe not in the throes of the drug addiction at the worst and didn't consider himself an addict at the time. We're going to be hearing from the second and third witnesses. The first one is an ex-wife, Hunter Biden, and the other was an ex-girlfriend.
First Lady Jill Biden attending the trial for a third day before joining the president in France for D-Day commemoration ceremonies. Also at SRNNews.com, an interesting U.S. Senate race taking shape in New Jersey, where embattled incumbent Bob Menendez says he will run as an independent.
Congressman Andy Kim will be the Democratic candidate for Senate on New Jersey's November ballot, while hotel developer Curtis Bashaw will be the Republican. Kim has served three terms in the House and is in a favorable position in the blue-leaning state. He was a national security advisor in the Obama administration and defeated an incumbent Republican in his 2018 House race. On the GOP side, Bashaw bested a candidate backed by former President Trump. He centered his campaign in part on ending one-party monopoly in New Jersey, where state government is led entirely by Democrats and voters have not elected a Republican to the Senate in more than 50 years. I'm Ben Thomas.
Triple-digit high temperatures spreading across the Southwest, across states from Texas to California. It is dangerous heat. Maricopa County, Arizona, saw 645 heat-related deaths last year. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 64 points, while the Nasdaq 188 higher. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in the country of Georgia debating a wide-ranging family values bill.
The Speaker of Georgia's parliament says the legislation includes bans on LGBT propaganda and gender reassignment surgery. The proposed measure would also prohibit non-heterosexual people from adopting children and prevent people from changing their gender in ID documents. Georgia is a predominantly Orthodox Christian, socially conservative nation, with polls showing most citizens disapprove of same-sex relationships. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Michigan police investigating pro-Palestinian graffiti spray-painted on the exterior of a law firm as a hate crime. The law firm belongs to University of Michigan regent and attorney Jordan Acker, who calls the vandalism anti-Semitic. Acker, who is Jewish, told reporters the vandalism has nothing to do with Palestine or the war in Gaza or anything else. He says this is done as a message to scare Jews. This is SRN News. Ford recalling more than 100,000 Lincoln Aviator SUVs.
It's due to problems with the rearview cameras. Owners began complaining of a distorted view, and tests show the problem may be caused by cell phone usage. Between August 2019 and last month, Ford received 478 reports of rearview camera issues. The recall affects 2020 to 2024 models. Owners should look for notices beginning July 2nd. Ford also advises owners to refrain from using a cell phone while the vehicle is in reverse. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Months after Disney and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' appointees agreed to end a long, drawn-out legal fight with each other, the two sides set to approve an agreement could result in the company investing $17 billion in its Florida resort. It will also open the door for a fifth major theme park in the state. Again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 85 points. More details, SRNNews.com.